Electronic monolith, cover jam upon the disc. The futuristic looping with the quickness. Hyper-producing, hydrogen fusion liquids. Keep your
up and welcome to Bunktastic, you dirty freaks.
Here's your awesomeness hosts of the evening. It's actually 12 o'clock in the PM, but what the fuck? It's evening in my world. And Jared and Kyle are here as always, trying to bring you another exciting edition. Not really exciting, but fuck it. We're gonna say exciting.
I'm excited.
I'm always excited, man. Today, I woke up. Bunktastic Podcast is what we are. Anyways. I wake up past, like I've been telling you before we started this, I've been waking up past few days with the stiff back. It's actually been a few weeks now. My lower back is all stiff. I did that freaking, looked on YouTube, did a few of them yoga exercises. I actually feel pretty nimble right now. My back is unstiff.
Took some advice from the K-Man.
Oh, yeah.
I know, dude. Some people tell me, oh, I'm stressed out. And I say some stuff to them, and they look at me like, I know it sounds so cliche, hippie, but I'm like, yo, drink some water and do some yoga, do some stretches, and you'll feel better.
Put down the shitty gummy bears and fucking sodas and drink something that your body actually wants, needs, you know? It's basic common sense. We're just so thick-headed in some cases and saying, oh, I could drink soda every day. We have a friend, actually Adam, who was on the show previously. He says he's going to die by 30 because all he does... The other day we talked, he drinks caffeine nonstop. Monsters and shit like that. The other day we're on Xbox Live playing Terraria, and he's telling me he's on, like, his second monster of the day, and it was, like, two. He's like, I've had three cups of coffee and two monsters. I'm like, your body hates you, dude. Just does not... I'd hate to wake up and be him. The headaches he must get because his body's so addicted to this shit.
The caffeine withdrawals?
Yeah, dude. That's like the amount of caffeine he puts into his body. It would be, you wake up and instantly got a throbbing headache because your body fucking needs that caffeine.
I get migraines from not having it when I go through those withdrawals.
I drink coffee most every day, but some days I don't, and I don't feel any different. I don't feel any kind of withdrawals or anything. Any kind of, like, splitting headaches. I get headaches. I had the headache recently because supposedly I had the flu. I don't know.
Everyone's getting sick. Knock on wood. I haven't been sick yet because you know what? I'm the man.
Just getting over sickness myself, something. I had the flu shot, which I usually get. I don't understand if it causes autism, why everybody isn't half an autistic person. So I get them. And I always end up getting some sort of flu, some sort of illness. Last year, I didn't get it. I didn't get sick throughout the whole year. I don't understand if it's just like, I'm thinking, because I work in a hospital, it's just random. Like, you're going to brush into some sort of virus or bacteria, you're going to get it. And I think that's what happened, because I work in where people have,
you
see a bunch of patients, and just randomly, I clean up after these patients, and I bump into it.
Well, your immune system is probably a lot better, too. I think about that where my line of work, too. I'm dealing with direct care with people. You know, I'm in a house with, like, 12 people plus coworkers. I'm dealing with a lot of people on a daily basis, and I think my immune system is pretty rocking. And the thing about the flu vaccine is there, one person can get it, and then their immune system will spread that to other people. If you can get the vaccine without ever having to get the shot, just because someone else had it.
It's because you're creating your body, like a super bacteria.
Your body will pick it up from theirs, and you'll get it.
Like, wait, repeat that? So if I bump into somebody who has the flu and hasn't had the shot.
Okay, so you and me hanging out right now. Say I have the flu shot and you don't.
Yeah.
We hang out for a little while, your body's going to pick up my immunity to the flu.
So you're just off like naturally meat. Spread. What does it do? Like sense that you have it, or just
I don't know the exact
little like exactly germs and everything from us being so close. They're naturally going to jump off and spread. And
same way you and me get touching sick. Door handles. Same way if I was sick and you weren't, I could get you sick. You pick up, up each other's. That's why like kissing and hugging and getting close to other people's good, because sharing germs is actually beneficial. It boosts each other's immune systems. You're sharing.
Plus, don't you get some? Could you get good flora? Because your body has good flora on it, good bacteria. Yeah, your body's made of great. Your whole life existence, this whole your skin being healthy, is bacteria that's good for you fighting off bad bacteria.
That's why when you die, the second you die, the good bacteria is. They just there's like bacteria on you all the time, and that's the second you're dead, it instantly kicks in to start eating your body, breaking you down.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't realize that your own bacteria would eventually eat you. If
I don't know if it's yours, but I know that the bacteria in the air.
Oh, just natural.
Probably yours.
Flies and just natural rotting bodies and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I figured that the way you just explained, I thought your own body like he's not even living no more. I feel no heat, no nothing. We're hungry. Let's eat this.
I don't see why not. I could be wrong, could be misinformation, but bacteria is bacteria.
Well, I just think of different, like, there's obviously different bacterias out there. Obviously, you have good on you that doesn't want to eat you. I figure when you die, that shit naturally dies, too. Maybe. And then bad bacteria just is like, oh, like we're said, free to go, motherfucker. It's on us
all the time, everywhere.
Everywhere. And all this antibacterial soap is bad at killing all, like, good bacteria on your skin. That's my skin.
Is too much.
Working in the hospital environment, they have everything hand sanitizers, everything. So my hands are fucking, not now because I ain't been to work in a few days, been sick. They're actually not dried like a popcorn fart. That can actually, they don't hurt. I don't have cracked knuckles, and it's usually because of this cold and constantly having to wash my hands.
I use a lot of lotion. That's I'm one of those lotion people that you see me constantly rub my hands together like a fly because I'm always doing lotion.
Go to shake your hand, it's like touching a baby's hand. Strange. Soft. It is super soft.
A lot of lotion.
I ain't going, I got man hands. Constantly using it's things true. To beat off rapidly with.
Lotion goes in other places other than your dick.
Oh, you have to put on your dick too?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I just use my sandpaper hands to rub my dick raw, man. What the fuck? I'm getting taught today. Learn something new every day.
Yeah, I like being soft and I don't like being ashy. Good stuff.
I hate being ashy. Who the fuck?
I've never had ashy bows in my life. I see some people, their elbows crusted. Their elbows crusted and gray. It's like, dude, you got an elephant skin elbow. What's going on?
Just from doing push-ups today and mountain climbers, like getting on my knees to set up in the push-up position, my knees are just ashy and rubbed raw, man. Like a hooker, and it's not even like I was on it for... I was rubbing my knee for, 2 seconds across the floor, and now rough like sandpaper.
Such an abrasive carpet. That's what you
got. It's a shit carpet. It shouldn't have
Get an exercise mat so you're not burning
wood. Yeah, that's one thing.
I've done mountain climbing. I burn your knees up. What are you doing?
I mean, like, getting on the floor to get up in the mountain climber position. It's not like I bend over and jump back. You gotta put my knees back and scooch a little bit.
You do a knee exercise. You just rub it, just spinning on your knees.
I do the freaking cheesy push-ups where my knees are on the ground. I just push my hands down.
Girl style.
Is that what it...
I don't know. They're just the easy ones. There's meant for people who can't do them.
Well, I understand if you're fucked up, you obviously... If you're going to do a push-up, do that one over the other one, because it's better than that, than doing nothing at all. But if you can, I do try to stay and do a normal push-up behind your toes, and or palms of your feet, I guess. Is that what it's called?
Balls of your feet? Balls?
Yeah. I said palms, like palms.
The balms.
Balms.
Your feet balm.
Your feet balm.
That works.
Yeah, but... This cold has always been a problem, and back to the antibacteria, that's killing all, like, septic tanks. It's not good to use antibacterial soap if you have back on the septic tanks.
Oh, yeah, because that's what a whole septic tank is, the bacteria inside of it eating break down the shit.
Yeah.
And the antibacterial will kill off the good ones that are eating the shit, and the shit's not going to break down.
I've tried telling people it's bad, but good luck.
You can't tell anybody anything.
Since the 90s and like early 1000s, it's always been fucking get all rid of bacteria. Gotta get rid of, wash your hands, clean your body all the time. It's like every soap is an antibacterial soap, basically. Tell me, like, there are a few out there, but for the most part, they're all antibacterial. We're on a binge about nerfing the fucking world, and it's ridiculous.
Right.
Seeing how we need some of that nerf to make us more bouncy to nerf type shit, you know? Metaphors like a motherfucker. Especially a bacteria, getting good bacteria and bad. That's a perfect way why you're nerfing the world. You can only do it to a certain extent. You can't do it to everything. I understand, like, the swine flu's horrible. That is not good. Did you remember when the swine flu was going on a couple years ago?
Yeah.
They made all of the employees at the hospital get the swine flu shot, which is bullshit.
The H1N1?
Yeah, the H1N1 bullshit. I mean, I guess that ain't bullshit. A few people died. Sorry about that, but still, everybody had to get this vaccination, this test vaccination. It's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Ended up not having to do it because it's against laws to force people to do shit. Yeah. Against their own will, obviously. That's one cool thing about the states. If it ain't the government telling you what to do, you can have some say.
Right. And like back to like no one listening to you, I was telling people about the cannabis oil and how that gets rid of cancer and tumors. And then someone told me, oh yeah, like, I'm going to listen to you, Kyle, someone who's a stoner your whole life.
They didn't say your name.
You.
Like, I'm going to listen to someone who's been stoned half their life, or three-quarters of their life, was basically the word.
Fuck you, dude. When people say that kind of stuff, it sounds so ignorant.
So what you're saying is, everything Carl Sagan's basically ever said is bullshit. All you're saying, all these people, everybody smokes weed. It's what it, not everybody.
The person that said it to me smokes weed.
So there you go. It's so
fucking
ridiculous.
Asshole.
It's a bunch of hypocrites, man. It's so stupid.
Right? That's
the best knowledge comes from people smoking weed because it opens your mind up to fucking question shit. Basically why is basically my answer to be like, that is the question you should be asking, like a broad spectrum why. Why do we go to work every day to get money to pay for fucking materials three-quarters of the time you don't need?
Yeah, you know how little kids do that thing where they're like, why? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
That's all I think about when I say
that. You should do that to yourself and your life about stuff, and you'll actually figure out some things will be like, wait, why the fuck am I? Or why is this? Or like, a lot of people be bummed out. I'm like, why are you bummed out? Are you bored a lot? Like, you gotta think about shit. It's like, a lot of people get so caught up in what they're doing or how they're feeling that you don't take time to chill out for a minute and think about stuff for an hour. They don't, like,
take time to chill for a minute.
I mean, I know it's like, think outside the box, but they never chill. Like, and, like, me at least, would always be like, all right, chill me out, and I could sit and think about, like, analyze what was going on.
Maybe it doesn't make you think more. Maybe it just makes you lazy, so it gives you that time to fucking think about it. So you get mad at something, you're like, I don't want to react because I'm fucking feeling nice. Oh, wait, that's just stupid to begin with because of this. Point A cancels out point B and blah, blah, blah. So, I know, it opens your mind. I'm just fucking around, obviously.
Yeah. Like, yeah, what about people who smoke weed and think they're going to die? You ever been around something like that? Or
I've been one of them recipients before. You get just people, like, in California and whatnot, who eat edibles, say it all the time, man. All the time about people. Your mind's being fucking blown, shot to a new universe.
You're not going to die. It's like an ego death.
Well, something's dying in you, but you're still going to be here tomorrow.
Because what it is you think you're going to die, so you're like facing, you think you're going to die for some reason. Like, it's your ego dissolving away. You had a good fucking pot cookie or brownie, or you trip, and that dissolving of oneself, like you said, it's like the human dressing room. You take off the clothes that are essentially you. And that is, you're dying in a sense. Like, you're not physically going to die. It's not the real physical death. It's a part of you is dying. You're realizing a truth, like a false self of you. And it's a lot has to do with the ego. And a lot of people experience that on weed. I had someone tell me that it happened to them at a party. They smoked weed and thought they were going to die. And it's like, you weren't going to die. Weed's not going to kill you. You were just getting your mind fucking blown and started having a panic attack thinking.
Oh, yeah. Your mind will lead you. Your mind by itself will lead you down dark, dark, dark holes. And weed, the aspect of you thinking on it, and then you're thinking about something bad. Like, I mean, it's all in perspective. For the most part, I think a lot of people don't like the idea of death, the ceasing of not existing. I don't like the idea of, like, the act of dying, how I'm going to die is what I'm really scared of.
I agree.
Not, like, suffocating or being lit on fire or fucking cut to piece, like you get stabbed 60 times, but each one of them are in little non-fatal spots, but the accumulation together, you're bleeding out.
By a shark. Like, yes, obviously, that. It's a like, that's your monk, by that's a bear. Okay. Well, for me at least, I'm not scared of what's going to happen when
after,
I'm gone.
When you're dying.
I'm not scared of that because a while ago, I thought about it, and it's like, it happens to everything. Nothing is forever, and that's okay. I'm okay. I made peace with that a while ago, so I'm more intrigued about
that's
what's going to happen.
More interested in what's going to happen.
Than I am, but my monkey body, the physical me, is programmed to want to live, so if it sees a threat, it's going to boost me with adrenaline. I'm going to be scared. We're just naturally going to be scared of getting killed because that's how life continues. It's a survival mechanism. But as far as having a soul or anything like that, my own personal belief is, like, I don't know, like, I believe in, like, reincarnation, but in, like, a broader, more multi-leveled sense, as opposed to, like, I'm a good person in this life, and the next life, I'm gonna be, I don't even know, like, made out of gold and worshipped, or your next life's gonna be better. I think it's differently
than that. It turns into perspective. A lot of it, the reincarnation thing's like, I want to be reincarnated to an owl, but I hate to fucking tell you, we ain't the only planet with life out there, man. You know what I mean?
Who's to say you're not going to be an alien kid with Down syndrome on a different planet?
They call it a Pekindrum, where they come from. They don't even, you know what I mean? Who's to say? This is a computer, I'm going technical terms, like nerd. This is a computer hard drive you get shot into. It. Your body is your... Obviously, your computer and your operating system is...
It's a meat machine that your ghost operates to get through this reality. Your ghost is in a different dimension right now.
Exactly.
And this is just a vessel connecting to this realm. And, like, it's just crazy to think... a lot of people don't think about it like that. They think once you're dead, you're rotting the ground. But it's...
That's atheist and whatnot.
But here's to say, like, you go to sleep for a while... You're out. It's not any different from that. I know you're alive, your body's there, but from your perspective, you're gone, so you're in another dimension, or it's like a blink and you're back to where you were, back to this.
Or in negative terms, or you just go black out and you don't even know.
Didn't exist for a while. All of us that exist right now, people who listen to this, me talking right now, there's a point in time when I wasn't around, and there's going to be a point in time when I'm not around again. And, like, obviously, I can't, like, I wasn't around, so it's like, it's okay, man. I'm not worried about it. I'm going to go back to the place where I came from. The world, life will continue, and everything will be okay. The only thing that bums me out about death is that I picture my family and friends being sad that I'm gone.
I think that's what everybody fears, because you guys love unless you're a sociopath or a psychopath.
A lot of people, it's natural to fear the unknown, and obviously none of us know the truth about what happens after this physical body's perishes, and that's just everyone's scared of what's going to happen. And I think a lot of people with those guilt driven religions fear it. They fear their judgment day, and you can face your judgment day any day that you're living, dude. You face yourself, man, and that's to do with weed and psychedelics, because smoking weed almost in a sense can be a mirror of one's true self, and you get that reflection, and you get that breakdown of yourself, that ego, and, like, a lot of times you realize that you were, like, bullshit, and a lot of people are lying to themselves is what it is.
I lie to myself every goddamn day I go to work, thinking I need things. I mean, but they're awesome. Not gonna lie, I need a new computer. I worked so I can afford a new computer
in the
future.
The system!
Yeah, exactly. I love going on the internet and surfing shit.
Yes.
We wouldn't be here right now talking to a digital recorder.
If it wasn't for the money, the
materialistic fucking ideals, where we want something new, something better at a certain amount of time, you know? We need a new phone every fucking year. I haven't had a new phone, too, but I want a new one right now. So in 2-year lifespan for a phone, at best, you want a new phone. You want something new every day. That's just what our monkey selves want. There's something inside that you can't
live
without.
Like, that's just evolution in a sense, because everything slowly, for some reason, is progressing towards a perfection zone, like a singularity almost. And that's a multi-layered thing too. I'm not going to get into it. Everything is sort of going towards, like, a perfection state, and, like, no matter what is going on. Like, why do you think animals go extinct? Because, like, something about them wasn't working. Something them wasn't progressing to keep up with what was going on.
Or, and I like, don't... Yeah, true. It doesn't
and it's all about, like... I don't want to say it's all about trial and error, but in a sense it kind of is. There's something going on behind all this to where it's perpetually getting better. Like, exponentially always getting more advanced.
More, I was going to say, it can't be necessarily getting better because not everything is...
Well, I think there's. I think great. There already is a... It's a different... It's a spectrum. There already is a perfection somewhere, and there already is, like, the opposite. It's, like, something real shitty going on, and, like,
is this just an idea for us as people who want to believe in something like that?
Or can I'm just saying just... in general, in the universe, like how you were saying how you wanted a new phone. Yeah. Like, it's in nature to want to progress. I guess, okay. Like, I guess in some senses, people are unsatisfied and the grass is always greener in, like, a vein. Because there's a difference between, like, improvement and then, like, not being satisfied, I guess. But I guess they kind of go hand in hand because not being... If you were just instantly satisfied with what you had... Like, I'm okay with this.
Life wouldn't be fun.
You wouldn't try to improve on yeah, it.
It would just be the same. Over and over, you, not to mention you get bored, which leads to hate.
I'm just trying to think
of... Which leads to suffering. Like, which leads to the dark side.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of, like, that improvement thing. There's probably, like, two sides. There's probably, like, a self-serving improvement and a service to others improvement.
Community-type improvement. Directly to you and everything, second party, third party to you.
And regardless, it's still improvement. I guess it's just, like, semantics, I guess, when it comes to that. It's subjective when it comes to what. Because, like, what, I don't know how to give it a specific example. Because the phone thing is kind of like a vein. Do you really need a new phone?
Oh, fuck no. But I need
one. Want one. You kind of need a phone nowadays. But, like... You need a decent one, it seems like. Do you? I could get by. If someone were to drop me off in the jungle, but Kyle, you're going to disconnect from forever from the grid. Like, okay. I'd get used to not having a phone.
I think, like, the lifespan, scientists have done research, is like 2-3 weeks. By, like, 2 months, you get used to it. So it's...
I kind of like... Dude, I have my phone on silent. I don't have my phone connected to Facebook. I'll take breaks from that shit because, it adds a lot of artificial stress to oneself. Oh, you'll be like, oh, you ever, how about this? I guarantee it, everyone who's got a phone who texts people, you'll look at your phone knowing you don't have a text message. You'll still check it, regardless.
I'm guilty as charged, man. I'm one of them fucking people.
That's an artificial, like, stress habit that you put on yourself. Like, did I get, who's talking to me?
Oh, yeah, somebody, exactly.
Like, you ever go to take a nap or go to sleep and your phone goes off and you can't fall asleep and go to... Gotcha. Who said something to me? I gotta read the message.
See, I leave my phone on vibrate for the most part, just for the fact I don't like being so connected to the thing. Like, I like being able to look at it when I want to look at it. I don't like being, Kyle text me, I gotta be right on it. I never like that, even though there are times where I am like that, where I see Kyle text me and I'll be right on it. I don't like that, but for the most part... I keep my phone on vibrate, so when I am sleeping or before I do go to sleep, that shit don't bother me. When I'm driving and thinking to myself and trying to get my shit together inside, everybody does it. Whatever false argument I'm having with something from the past, or thinking about what bills I gotta pay for the tomorrow, or how I'm feeling right now, obviously. It's always just sitting there. I just try to keep it on vibrate. I gotta look at it. I look at it on my time. For the most part, if I feel a vibrate in my pocket, I get that feeling. Like, oh, I gotta see
what it's the like fuck's a weird anxiety feeling.
And I thought about it, like, before, whenever I got my phone a few years ago, my iPhone, it was, I used to pick on people, be like, man, you're fucking attached to your, look at you, you can't even lift your head. Every comic has a fucking bit about it. Everybody has something to say about it. Go to a restaurant, you'll see everybody dipped into their phone.
I refuse to pull out my phone at restaurants. I don't text at all hanging out. With people.
I look at the time. I look at see if someone texted me. I mean, I try. Everybody's on Facebook and Twitters and shit.
It's funny. I'll be hanging out with a group of friends, and these are all my friends who I text when I'm not hanging out with. So I have no one to text. They're all still texting. It's like, who are you texting? We're all here. Who are you texting each other?
Half to three quarters of the time, I see people on their phones. It's not even texting. You know they're on Facebook about? Or Twitter. It's like, come on, you guys are at a party and you're on Twitter or Facebook.
This phone thing has turned a lot of people. A lot of ego driven and like what do you call it, being a lot of vain, turning into people, what it is when you're obsessed with yourself. That's like
narcissistic.
Yeah, because you're constantly taking selfies.
Yeah.
Game Boy, what? Game Boy printer is like the very the origin of the selfie. That's the only thing I can think of. And, well, either way, like, taking pictures of yourself. You're constantly showing people show what they're eating. I'm eating. Like, it's all this weird self-gratification stuff. Like, I'm put a Facebook to see if anyone, I posted this thing, see how many likes I got. Ooh, someone liked it. It's like a, you know what I'm saying? It's all this self, it's your masturbating your fucking ego.
You're jerking off your fucking, yeah, your ego, basically.
And, and like, you don't need that stuff.
When it's did your fake. Ego come? When does it orgasm? Tell me, anybody, because I have never got any satisfaction.
Never. Okay. It never will.
I tried. I'm not, like, when I first got on Facebook a couple years ago, I'm late in the ballgame getting on Facebook. I would. I'd fucking post how you feel. Then, yeah. After a certain point, eat mushrooms, most likely. I got to, like, you're fucking stupid, man. Like, why do people, why does it matter? Why do you care? You're not helping the world. You're not improving anything by saying, I went to the supermarket today. If you saw Bigfoot going to the supermarket, you got good pictures and photos and a good fucking camera view. You changed the world. Post that shit. Don't know how you changed the world, but whatever. But you're just going, you take a picture, do I want mini wheats or Rice Krispies today? Post on Facebook, LOL. I ended up with Raisin Brand, MLAO. And it's so stupid. That's just an example. Probably our people do. It's so stupid. You are literally jerking off your ego. But that you're never going
to... Yeah, because who are you talking to? You're just trying to get people to be like, yay, I like you.
Yeah, and the trick is, you're never really satisfied. I mean, we're weaning people off from liking us on Facebook by talking shit about it, but...
I don't give a fuck. People are gonna like you. People are gonna like you and not like you, no matter what.
True, you're right. Right.
So whoever our fans are gonna be our fans, and people who don't like us aren't gonna like
us. Oh, it ain't nothing like that. I bet.
It's just... Oh, you mean in general as people?
Yeah.
That's fine, dude. Maybe when I was a little kid, I cared who liked me, but as I started, once I like high school, I stopped giving a fuck.
You don't want people who like a fake you. You want people like you for you. It's less exhaustive, less stressful, less nervousness. You gotta figure out what to be. It's so stupid. I don't understand it. Sociopaths are like that. Or they gotta... But that's because there's something wrong with them as sociopaths, people.
They, what? They can, like, lie to people and not feel bad.
They play like they feel, but they really don't.
They just don't give a fuck about anybody else's problems, and they have no clue how to show any sort of...
Like, psychopaths don't give a fuck, really don't give a fuck who knows they're crazy or whatever. And then sociopaths are really... aware of how they are and how they don't feel. I do believe. I'm not a psychologist.
Who knows, dude? Maybe they don't give a fuck.
I'm sure people know what the fuck the difference is between the two.
Well, like, I believe...
We have Google right here. It could probably tell us.
My personal belief, and this is obviously is my own shit, is there's a collective consciousness with human beings. Okay, like, how about this? Who are you, Jared?
What do you mean, who am I? It's like a person? Or is like,
when you say...
What's this?
You say... I'm me, or I'm an I.
Ego.
Me too! I'm an I. We're all an I. We're all this me. It's all the same me. Like, how are you any different than me?
Maybe I when like individual.
When from all of our perspectives, the universe is being broadcasted out from you. You're the center of your universe. I'm the center of mine. Everyone else is the center of their own. They're all their, like... own...
Yeah, they're all their own universe, basically.
Yeah, dude, they're all their own realities, and it's like, I just think that,
like, us as people are individual planets, the Earth as a whole is the fucking sun we rotate around, then the universe is everything else, or, like, galaxy, everything else, whatever.
Well, like...
You shouldn't think like that, I'm my own planet, it's me, 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 obviously, that's fucked up, you should think about your other planets around you.
Yeah,
but
Earth, go Earth.
Well, go person is what I'm saying, and you know what I meant? Like, go Jared, Jared, me, 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 me. I hate that fucking aspect. It's changing, though. I see people flipping over a new leaf, or maybe it's always been some people are crazy and fucking don't give a fuck about other people, or some people are always caring and nice to other people. Maybe... We just think it's more and more now because there is way more fucking people around us right now than there ever was before.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just... try to be as nice as I can to everybody and try not to hurt anybody.
There are
if I can't help them, I try not to hurt them.
Yeah, and there, like, you go. Perfect. Stay away from them.
And, I don't know. I feel as if, like, people, you know, people talk about karma. What it really is your single life has a, you have dharma. Dharma is what, according to this, within context.
Dharma. What is context? Your, is this like Buddha?
Okay,
Buddha?
You know, this believe, is like Hinduism.
Hinduism, and, right.
Well, yeah, look, I think, yeah, same with Buddhism, they believe in karma too. What it is, you know, everyone's like, my karma of the day. Your karma is just like, it's where you are at the moment. Like, your karma is what you're doing. Like, right now, you and me, our karma is to do this podcast because this is what we're doing. It's the here and now. The dharma is like the whole, what people think of karma. Like, your dharma is your single life's karma in that sense. You know how people think karma, like what goes around comes around?
Yeah.
Dharma is the what goes around comes around of your single life. Karma is the what goes around comes around of your entire, your soul's infinite existence.
Oh, so, like, the dharma is a certain action that you...
The dharma is your Jared Rasha. You have the dharma of the Jared Rasha this life. All the right. Karma is your overall. Picture it in a video game. If you have experience tabs, you've got a bar that fills your whole screen. You got a bar above that bar. It's in little segments that fills it. Like, the dharma bar would be the little segmented one. The karma bar would be the one. You got to fill all the dharmas before you get, like, a segment of the karma one. Like, that's if you believe in that sort of stuff.
That is if you believe in it.
A lot of times, people that get themselves, like, people who are assholes are usually surrounded by assholes. They feel miserable because they're an asshole. They look like shit because they probably eat shit. They're always having shitty thoughts.
Ingesting
shitty like, drugs. It's like, it's more, it's deeper than just, I don't know, that what goes around comes around.
It does.
It's like, you could be an asshole and instantly have instant... Like karma back in your face. Like, do you ever feel? You ever be an asshole and feel bad?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Your punishment was like feeling bad.
See,
like,
my person. Well, I'm sorry. Go on.
I'm sorry. Like, a lot of people don't think about that kind of thing.
My personality in general is like, if you're my friend or whatever, we're gonna bust balls. We're gonna have fun, and whatever. If I see that my busting balls hurt you, I feel instantly bad. Like, oh man, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I was just doing it all in good fun. I'm just chill, dude. And. First time that has ever happened to me is when I was like 8 or 9 in elementary school. It was this little kid, Ernie. And I'm sorry, Ernie, I felt bad instantly. I was busting his balls like I would my brother, whatever. Like, we picked on each other a lot. And he told his older brother, which was my brother's best friend. And then he's like, I'm going to beat your ass and keep picking on my brother. I'm like, really? I didn't realize I was hurting his feelings. I'm like, I'm sorry, little man.
Yeah, and then, I've been in that situation before.
There's been a couple times in my life, but that, in general, that, when you feel like you're the bully... And I didn't even realize it at the time. I was being a bully. And it was like, oh, I feel bad. That's about the only time in my...
Were you being a bully? I was a little kid that just can't handle it.
It was probably that. It was probably that. Because I would... It was like I was picking on, like... I have two older brothers. And, dude...
Yeah.
If you have brothers, you know what it was like. You guys are always fighting. You're always getting picked on.
Having dicks put on you in a brotherly
way.
Oh
my Jesus Christ. That shit happens to me fucking a few years ago. I had to fucking punch my brother for that. It's like, come on, man, you're fucking 20. How old are you still doing
right
this
on
shit?
You.
See, on my shoulder like a fucking scumbag.
I grew up with two sisters, mom and dad, so I never had that whole...
I never had
brothers putting dicks on me.
I grew up in...
Had that kind of...
I know
how to bust balls and that kind of shit.
Yeah, you
though.
Do. I know. You bust balls. Because maybe your friends around you directly are assholes too, and we just all come together. It's not being assholes, it's just our humor is that of an asshole. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck you, Kyle! And then just randomly when you're talking.
Well, my sense of humor is, like, jokes are jokes, so. You can't choose to be offended by one thing and not by others. It's either... You can't. Jokes are jokes. That's why the word joke exists. It's humor. You can say whatever you want about whatever in humor, you know?
Like when...
Chill. But, oh, God, I forgot what my point was now because I was just going to say that. Fuck.
Well, I'm going to cut you off.
It's okay. Go for it.
Like when comedians, like when Tosh or...
Yes,
got
exactly.
Fucking the rape shit put on him. It's like, really? Like, are you guys serious? Why do you guys take... Fucking the rape jokes and the other fat jokes or whatever, black jokes, And they take them upside down, but they never take anything they say politically or life-changing into effect. It's always the stupid punchline, you've been... Wouldn't it be great if she got raped? When the bitch is being an obnoxious person to begin with in the middle of a comedian club.
I don't remember my point now, I'm sorry.
All right, go back to
my sense of humor. Stupid. My sense of humor is, I think the more fucked up something is, the funnier it is. In a joking sense, because in real life, obviously, I don't think...
Just how outrageous.
I don't think fucked up shit is hilarious. I don't think it's funny. If I saw a starving hobo, I don't know, get shot in the face, I wouldn't laugh. But in my mind, I think of a starving hobo getting shot in the face, I laugh because I think of it in a comical way, or, you know, some sort of, like...
You actually put it in, like, cartoon sense where their face just gets blown back with gunpowder and everything.
Dude, I just think saying fucked up shit is funny, not... It's just, like, my words may be vulgar, but I'm not.
Yeah. Actions speak louder than words type thing.
Like, I just think fucked up shit is funny.
There's some things where you'll laugh real hard, and I question it, but me questioning it is what ends up making me laugh, and like, no, you just took this to a whole new level. And then I'll just laugh because the whole literal sense of me being serious about what your dumbass just said, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's one time.
I don't know.
That's my only point.
I just don't care about a lot of things. And not in a bad way. There's just, like, I just like to chill. I'm a pretty peaceful person, just hanging out, doing my thing. I don't try to interrupt anybody else's life.
You should care about... Yeah, you shouldn't give a fuck about shit that doesn't fuck with you, is basically it.
Everyone's so annoying. Dude, I don't watch the news.
You shouldn't.
I don't care about other people's business. Straight up. Like, one time I went to dinner with my family, and my sisters were talking to... Okay, we live in upstate New York. My sisters were talking about some guy murdering his wife or some bullshit. Somewhere in, like, Colorado. Probably not Colorado, but, you know, somewhere way far off. Another state, I think,
it's
Florida.
It's probably Colorado. Or Florida.
Either way, someone murdering someone else. And it's just like, cool, you guys are literally wasting this family dinner time putting these mental images of someone murdering his wife. While we're trying to be, and I go, yo, can we not talk about this? And they're like, why? Was it bringing you down? I'm like, yeah. Regardless if you know about it or not, it totally is.
But that's everything you get flooded with. That instantly brings you down. But it's hard because people in general watch fucking the local news, and all local news is to bring you down, basically.
When they try to tell me gossip. Well, here's about this. There's people I work with. I come in, I work midnights, so when I come in, I'm taking over the shift of the people who worked afternoons. And these people know now not to talk to me about this, because sometimes they'll even catch themselves. They go to gossip to me about stuff that's going on with people that I work with, or stuff that's going on in the world that I don't give a shit about. And they go, they'll stop mid-sentence and go, oh, you're the wrong type of person to be telling us about, because they know I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to repeat anything they say. I'm not going to gossip with them about stuff that doesn't matter. I don't like to waste my brain time thinking about bullshit actresses and Miley Cyrus and this and that and whatever's in Cosmo and all those crazy magazines. And
it goes, it literally is like what you never, I think, 10 minutes about it at the most in my life. If someone ends up, it's hard though to not to avoid it. You look on everything, local news, it's always about something bad, war we're in, and most people watch that shit. It's hard for people to, I mean, I guess a lot of young kids nowadays aren't watching it out. I guarantee you a lot of my friends do not watch TV, just in general, like local news, Fox News and shit. Just clips off the internet. That's what everybody's on, is on the internet now. In our age group, which is 18 to 49, I guess, is that age group, or 39? Whatever. They combine everybody in.
Generation X, or whatever we are. I don't even know.
Oh, I forgot my point also. It's just misinformation to bring you down, because fear is conspiracy. Blah. That's all it is conspiracy. That's how they lead you. But it's hard when all these conspiracy theories are actually pretty damn true, especially the one where info or news is trying to make you scared so you fucking have more laws and securities taken away from you. And it's true. You turn on the fucking news one day and be like,
it's all bad news.
Yeah, it's all bad news. We're broke, we're in war, and people are being murdered in every street. Detroit can't read.
I want to see Florida's squirrels fucked. Water skiing.
Everybody's addicted to pills. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I want to see.
I want to see cool shit on the news. Like, hey, today this guy invented a new trampoline that allows him to do super backflips.
I want to see someone. I want to see some cool. I mean, I guess some of it's not robotics, but I look at first stuff robotics like human hands, people who couldn't fucking who had their hand cut off or amputated, and then they have a new hand that they can actually start moving. People who are blind when they're born are starting to see blurry images or shapes and shit.
Are experimenting with their own bodies with that shit. There's people who put magnets in their fingertips.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So I forgot the specific name for these people, but they put they cut themselves fucking cyborgs. Open and they put magnets and certain things in their hands.
It's like body mod
to operate machinery around their house. And the thing is, though, the human body is so cool that it will adapt to that, and you can give yourself other senses. The guy said that he put magnets in his palms. And he can feel EMF, which is electromagnetic frequencies in the air.
Which is everything that you have puts out that's operated by electricity.
Right? Like, your body will build nerve endings around that magnet in your hand you put in there. And he says it feels like when you put your hand in something if you were put your hand in something carbonated. He says he feels that around the magnet when he puts his hand next to electronics.
Yeah, because it's probably... I mean, I don't know. I'm not a physicist or anything. But I think it's the... magnetic field apparently on the magnet itself, it's vibrating at such a rapid pace you can't see it, but your nerves, because they're so sensitive, they really can feel that shit vibrating so quick. It's the only way I think.
Yeah, but instead of your body trying to spit it out, your body
just starts taking it in.
Takes it in, and like, and you know what's crazy? I know it's like they're doing like underground, real shitty self experiments, but these people are going to be the people who make the breakthroughs in this crazy type of technology. The ones where they figure it out, where they're just operating everything Iron Man style, or just waving their hands around, and it's all blink of an eye doing stuff. And
Bill Gates has a necklace or a bracelet that he can walk around his house. His whole house knows where he is at all times, and he can control shit. Bill Gates. And he's been doing that. I've heard that a few years ago, I think.
Oh, yeah?
If not sooner is what I mean. Not like...
Must
I
be think nice.
It's actually Billion real. I
That's awesome.
I do believe it's actually real. Every time, at least three times, I kick the table that the recorder's on. If you hear me laughing outrageously for no fucking reason at all, that is why. It's because Kyle gives me
speaking
a
of magnets, there's one on the table and one to Jared's feet. And even talking about it before podcasts, his feet still end up snaking around and touching the table.
I'm doing yoga while we do this podcast, and I just gotta flail my feet around rampant.
He's doing Happy Baby.
Downward Inward Dog, or whatever, Downward Dog.
That's hilarious.
God, she's something else, there's another word, I was looking it up today.
You gonna start doing squats?
I don't even know what a squat is, my friend.
What do you mean? You
is that where you put weight on your shoulders and squat down?
No, you can do body weight squats.
What do you do? Do you gotta keep your legs straight or keep them
shoulder? Yeah, you keep your legs, your feet, like you shoulder length apart.
While climbing down, right?
You bend your legs a little and get into like a nice solid stance. You can either put your arms forward in front of you or you can put them behind your head, like touching your head. And you just go down a little like you're gonna sit. And then, like, don't you? Some people get crazy and touch their ass to the floor, but that hurts my knees.
That's a squat. I do that every day at work because I notice nowadays that my knees are getting.
That's how you get round booty and strong legs. That's how girls get that round ass.
Ooh, hey ladies.
Squats.
Squat.
They're good for you. They work out your abs because while you're doing it.
Now, can I put magnetics in my cheeks and make them, like, add more, I don't know, friction or whatever? Make me get more muscular?
Probably.
I want some magnetic implants.
In your cheeks?
No, not my butt cheeks, of course. No, I'm just... That was a joke.
I think it'd be cool.
Having it in your butt cheeks?
No.
I'm like, having it in your hand, I think it would be, like, something, like, different. I'm not something... It'd be something I'd be like, oh, that's cool, now get it out of me, because I don't want some fucking magnet there's in a, my fucking finger. Who does? Okay, craziness.
There's a movie called People Johnny Mnemonic, where the guy is a human hard drive. Like, he plugs in, it's kind of like his brain is a hard drive, so if I was, like, an information stealer, I'd come to your house, you know, I'm just me, I got nothing on me, and I think I, like, pull a cord out of my wrist, plug a cord in my wrist, I think that's how he did it, I'm not quite sure, could be wrong, but I haven't seen the movie in a while. There's a guy with a pinky nail that he pulls on, becomes a plasma whip, but, either way, it's like, he can only store so much in his brain, he gets something where he steals some information, gives him a nosebleed, too much.
When did that movie come out?
Or 90s.
So why did was that Keanu Reeves thing? Yeah. Wasn't he in that movie? He was always just a nerdy gaming guy.
Well, he's in Speed, and then he's in that one movie where the guy turns water into energy, and it explodes at the end.
What?
There's a movie, Keanu Reeves, where there's, like, I want to say Gordon Freeman's in it, too. Not Gordon Freeman, that's
Morgan
the guy from
Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Yeah, the guy from Half-Life.
The guy from Half-Life is in that movie?
And there's the guy creates a machine where he can convert water into, like, energy. Or, like, or they, something to that effect.
It's, like, the opposite right now. They're making a hydrogen engine that makes, that turns hydrogen into, and excretes water.
Yeah. And, I just remember there's a big explosion at the end. He's riding on a dirt bike, I think. Keanu Reeves. Bill and Ted.
Bill and... That is a dude who made a fucking quite the jump, too. It's Keanu Reeves.
I like him.
I guess that 47 Ronin and all that.
I heard that everything you see in the preview is pretty much what's up, and the rest of it's a love story.
Why do they do that now? Why does everybody need to know the whole movie before they even go see it? No wonder they're so fucking low, other than people pirating movies offline. I bet you it's low because you throw the whole fucking movie in a goddamn 2.5-minute trailer. Why the hell do I have to go see it?
Right.
I was looking
at... Yeah, they show the best. But like, they did it. That's why I was kind of disappointed in Avengers, because I knew what was up.
Oh, yeah, you basically knew that fucking the Hulk is going to end up getting in a fight with Thor just because in the movie, Hulk punches Thor. Or in the movie, in the trailer, the Hulk ends up punching Thor while they're just standing there together, and you just see him fucking club him out of the screen just for a little comedy relief.
And how about this? In Back to the Future 2,
oh, no.
At the end of Back to the Future 2, they show a preview for to the Future 3. It's the entire movie! They show the whole entire movie.
Don't.
And like, it's like Back to the Future 3 as if you were to cut it every 10 minutes.
Isn't it, don't they even show the train?
They show spoilers. The entire movie. They spoilers. Show it from beginning to end. Back to the Future 3.
They don't
the preview.
Show the train in it, do they?
Yes, they do. They show the train.
I got the movie. I'm going to watch it tonight.
With the different colored smoke at the very end of at the end, Back to the Future 2.
I'll admit my Lord of the Rings knowledge is shit because I just disinformation myself within like a week of after
Why?
We come up with this
podcast. More Lord of the Rings?
No, I'm just saying in general, disinformation style. So I'm going to come back next week and disinformation you again.
About what?
About that. If they don't show the train at the end of that Back to the Futures
train. I don't think they show his flying train, but they definitely show him standing there with the two little boys.
All right, all right.
And then but they show the train that's going to go off the bridge.
Well, I understand.
And it has the different colored smoke.
I was talking about the time machine train.
They might not show it, but I think they show him wearing his fancy clothes with Clara and the kids.
I do believe that's right, too. I've seen that movie that's one of my favorite movies that, obviously, I think every nerd loves them movies.
These are my son, Jules and Burn.
Jules and Kicking the Nuts.
Yeah, right? I love those movies. There's a part when they're trying to rebuild the car, he's like, give them a
hey, McFly!
Yeah.
You know a hoverboard can't go on water unless you got power!
Oh, no.
So horrible.
Yeah. I can't stand it. I hate Manure.
I hate that fucking, the whole enemy. They made him so annoying. Such fucking cliche.
Dude, I love those
assholes.
Watch the Back to the Futures. The first two are good. Third one's bullshit. But there
I
is
like
a part.
The third one, just
there's a few parts in the third one that's like I said, he's rebuilding the car and he goes, give a little more gas. And the second he gives him gas, like a part of it just explodes off.
I don't even know. That is the weird part about it. Let's get an engine tech on here, an auto tech, and ask him that question. What blew out of it the DeLorean in 1885?
He's not going to know. There's a goddamn time machine. The flux capacitor wasn't fluxing. That thing don't exist.
I heard a lot of shit get debunked about that. Oh, one time saw one of the YouTube things, and they were like, if he could figure out a freezer back in 1885, how couldn't he figure out another form of gas or something, or a way to change the engine, some sort of part of the engine that needs gas?
He had that Mr. Fusion on it. Are you talking about in the third one, though?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something happened to the Mr. Fusion where it stopped working. Because he went to the future and had that thing where you could just dump garbage in the back.
Yeah, well, that runs the flux capacitor. It doesn't run the actual engine of the DeLorean.
Oh, the DeLorean. The DeLorean's just regular.
Yeah, he says that in the third one. You hated it.
Fuck.
What are you, Adam, shutting off our podcast? You shut off that movie as soon as you're like, this ain't fucking real. He can't go all the way back to 1885 without ruining the time paradox continuum.
Yeah, we had a friend that shut off our podcast because I didn't know which Fallout you start off in the tribe. You bunk, Adam. You bunk.
Yeah. Oh, first time calling ever the Bunktastic Podcast has said bunk. Oh, shit. That's funny. That is crazy. Yeah. But that is another thing. He does explain that whole thing. He says, because Marty goes, can't we just throw it, Mr. Fusion? He's like, then he explains in technical terms, the DeLorean runs on normal petroleum-based fluids.
Marty
McFly. I loved the shit out of Michael J. Fox when I was like 11, 12, watching all his movies and everything.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Dude, the dad wolf in Teen Wolf is the most bullshit werewolf ever, dude. It looks like a weird fucking potato furry man. It's the worst bullshit of an excuse of a wolf. And dude, at the end of Teen Wolf, the guy really does pull out his dick. He's standing in the bleachers. The end of Teen Wolf, when everyone's
Pull it out. Doesn't he, like, realize it's out and then zip up his pants?
No, he stands up with his dick out and then he puts it back in because obviously he's in a movie and can't have his dick out for too long.
I thought he freaking... It would look like an accident. It looked like clips I've seen, it looked like just a guy jumping up and down, like, cheering at the end, realized his dick came out and he zipped
he's
up
got his pants. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Oh, shit. That's a call out on your dick, guy from 1987. He really
Team with.
Was your dick really out on purpose or not? Email us, bitch.
He won't.
He won't. He's probably dead, man. Maybe not. He won't be that old. He's a teen. So you aim for maybe early 20s? Because back then, maybe they used...
There's a part in Back to the Future. He's like, how did they find me? The Iranians or whatever? The guys, the terrorists he got? His thing, the van says Emmett Brown. Like Emmett Brown, Dr. Emmett Brown on the side of his van in huge letters.
The Libyans!
It's wag.
Oh, good old that. I love all that Star Wars growing up, all the movies.
And you like Indiana Jones?
I did. I love the shit.
I didn't like the newest one, the fourth.
Oh, no, that was rough, because it was all green screen. Nowadays, it's all green screen because it's cheaper and everything, but... as soon as they're starting to do real well with it, I'll say that much, but still ain't there. Still ain't there.
Still looks well. You can still tell it's computerized. There's still something about it that you can just tell that it still isn't real. A lot of the physics are real. The way the gravity works on, like hair.
Like Matrix when he jumps over the building. And
He
can fly. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah,
no, like the way things look, it looks real, but it's not. There's something about it that isn't there.
You could tell there's another dimension to it. Like, you could tell people are there in the forefront, they're on a set or whatever, but you tell, like, through the windows, it's like, sort of a painting. That's why, like, I'm trying to think of, I don't know, I'm not really good into, like, going into, I love movies, but I don't know where they shoot them and shit like that. You know what I mean? So, like...
As far as where a lot of it's fake, so much of it is fake.
Like, Star Wars and shit, they actually shot in a cold, like, Iceland or something for Hoth. Why it don't look bad. That's why it's
the
so
old
seen.
Ones. You mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, obviously.
And the new ones would be all computerized.
Holy shit!
Be
the
doing
new ones
it,
are
like,
bad with everything.
Well, you know, a movie I did like that's all. I liked Sin City. That's all green screened. That's cool.
Because that was played out like a comic book.
I think
they
it was
meant
to be.
Do it. I love Sin City. People are knocking on me for liking Sin City.
Who?
I can't. Somebody.
No names, but
no names. Like, I know for a fact people did not like that movie.
What? Spirit's not that great. But that kind of looks the same.
The spirit, well, with the...
Samuel Jackson and I don't know the other guy.
Yeah, the guy with the octopus. That was that other movie.
Samuel Jackson
was the movie, right?
Yeah, his name
is
Oh,
you're
octopus.
Actually saying the movie, the spirit. I thought you were saying a segment in the...
He doesn't like egg on his face.
What?
Samuel Jackson in that whole movie.
I fell asleep during that movie and I actually, like, rented it for a whole day. I'm like, I gotta watch this movie. I started watching it. It was like a...
You call it the blockbuster. I want the spirit for one whole day, please.
No, it was like on video on demand or some shit. It was that movie came out, and then that, what, Sucker Punch came out at the same time. I didn't get into that
I heard
either.
That movie was all in that girl's head. She's insane.
Yeah, she is. She's crazy.
It's all a dream.
And dude, I tried watching. I couldn't watch it. People love the shit out of all them movies.
I should probably watch it because I do like hot samurai chicks and robots and stuff. But if it's
crazy,
shitty,
man.
There is a good movie, though, called Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That movie ain't bad if you... It's too, I don't know, I didn't watch it then. But when I watched it, the 1-3 was cool with the video games and shit, but it was like too teeny boppy.
A little bit of teeny love story.
Is that what I want to
say?
Hipstery type shit. It wasn't my cup of tea. I mean, I like the video game parts, obviously. But it's just too much love. Like, Kick-Ass, first one was like that.
There's only a few good parts in the first Kick-Ass, and Kick-Ass 2, in my opinion, stinks. Like, remember how we were talking about previews destroying movies for you? Kick-Ass 2, they show the parts of Jim Carrey. That's the movie. His character's in two scenes where he's a badass, and then he gets killed off, and the rest of the movie is just bullshit. I hate the fat kid who just sucks at everything in a lot of movies, and Sex Drive, he's just this kid with glasses, and he was in their crew. His the friends in the movie, dude, they stink. The McLovin can't stand that kid either.
Yeah, you're right. The motherfucker.
Did you see the second movie?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, it stinks. Hit Girl is the only one that's a badass.
She is. And then she retires because her dad tells her she can't do it anymore, and she starts liking boys.
Even Kick-Ass sucks.
He does. He's a pussy. He's like an 18-year-old child. He don't have no martial arts background. I understand if they can make something him getting his ass beat, but if he had like a martial arts background or something, like he did kickboxing and everything.
Stay with Hit Girl and be like, I'm going to keep doing this with you.
I'm going to train. Why wouldn't you do that if you want to keep doing that?
He could be better than everybody.
He could. Well, I mean, other than Hit Girl. Hit Girl's pretty badass. That Chloe girl, I like that actress. She's still like 16, something like that. She's still young. So I don't want to say she's hot.
She's pretty.
When she turns 18, I'd probably tap it. You know,
she's getting big.
She is getting well-rounded. Well-rounded with an hourglass figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me of, what's the movie? Dark Shadows with Johnny Depp.
Dark Shadow, yeah.
Have you seen that? That's worth a
watch. Where he's a vampire. What was his name? Start with B. He was a vampire. It was a remake of a 70s sitcom. Barnabas Collins, there we go. I like that movie.
Looks a little.
That's a one-through movie, because I got down and wasn't like, oh, this was awesome. It was good, it was worth watching. They're making a whole shitload of movies this year, man. I looked on IMDb, they're going to put out a bunch of movies. They're putting out the new X-Men, the new Planet of the Apes movies coming out.
Drop them, Jared. List some movies out.
Oh, I can't even name them. A new Planet of the Apes. Age of Ultron's coming out this year,
New Avengers.
Yeah.
New Star Wars.
Nope. That's next year. 2015.
Year? Oh.
This year, there's a buttload of movies. Go on IMDb and look.
There's a new Godzilla coming out.
New Godzilla.
And they read, the Godzilla looks like the Godzilla from Godzilla 2000. It's not the one with Matthew Broderick. That one's real shitty. I watched it the other night. It's bad.
Oh, they're making them huge, man. I love
The thing about those movies is they make the military so fucking incompetent. There's like 20 jets all flying like super close to each other, all just shooting machine guns willy-nilly.
They always do. Always
Fox
trying to
2, Eagle 12. There's it's
maybe that's stupid. actually what they do because we're all power. You know what I mean? Drop fucking 30 planes and just go at there and guns ablaze.
It's StarCraft style where there's a cloud of jets just all super close to each other, flying in a swarm. Everyone's expendable.
Oh, there's a new Frankenstein movie coming out.
Frankenstein. That has nothing to do with the Frankenstein monster. This I, Frankenstein movie is going to be another one of those movies just like Van Helsing, where it's a guy in a leather trench coat fighting fucking monsters that are real shitty. That's all it is. I'm Frankenstein's monster, and it's a guy fight with machetes and a leather duster, a black leather duster, fighting monsters.
It's like you've seen this movie, but all he's seen is the trailer. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why can't they just throw like a 10-second trailer? At most, you guys deserve 20 seconds to throw a trailer up for a movie just because of the bullshit you guys pull. It's like, just throw a few scenes like they used to. Throw little plot points out. Don't throw everybody out. Jesus Christ.
Right.
The
right.
New RoboCop movie's coming out, too.
I like the first RoboCop.
That looks cool.
It looks fun. It looks like movie. I don't like the way he looks.
That black cyborg? Get rid of that RoboCop silver one.
No. I like the old RoboCop. The new one looks too human. Really? He doesn't look robotic. The other one, the suit was stiff. He looked like more robotic.
This one,
he looks all like a human wearing armor.
But that's what it. I do believe that's what it'll eventually be. It's not like, have you seen robots? Nowadays they do look like robots, but I do believe they're going to move more fluidly. They're
androids and more.
Yeah, basically androids. Let's see. New 300 movie I looked up yesterday because we were talking that with Mike on the other podcast, and one's coming up here shortly. And it's about Xerxes, right after Leonidas gets defeated, and the plot is they go after Athens. It's the first one they go after. You having fun, Kyle?
I am having fun. This is a good time. I love doing these podcasts. Everyone, thanks for listening. This is like, it's what we like doing. It's always going to be free, so you never got to worry about paying. And
we will always take care of the tab, because we just like doing it, too.
Get involved.
Yeah, just throw us a text. Thank you for everybody who has gotten involved. If you guys want to, we like doing a guest on our podcast, so if you want to be a guest, just throw us over an email, message us on Facebook or whatever. And we'll figure out a time and date. Talk to you. You know? Just throw us. Drop us a digit. Maybe one knuckle us. Come on. Don't be scared.
I'm scared. Shaking.
Shaking. What if they go two knuckles? That would ruin my two day.
Fingers. Put two fingers in Jared. So, you want to talk about some games?
Let's throw some games out there.
What are you going to talk about?
Oh,
geez. I'm down for talking about some handhelds.
Throw some handhelds out there. Remember how I was doing?
Well,
remember? We want to talk about some of our favorite ones.
Yeah.
One of my favorite ones was Battletoads for the Game Boy, even though I already threw that out
there.
That's
okay.
My very first one, man. I love the shit out of that game. All it was the NES version, maybe a couple things different.
It was the because I used to have the original Game Boy, the big
one. What's the very first handheld you ever had?
Jurassic Park. No, Killer Instinct. That was the very first one, because I never had
it. It was a Game Boy game.
It was.
So you had the original big VHS size.
Yeah, huge. Thing was a monster.
Game Boy, okay.
I ended up putting in this is a tragic story of how it ended my spree with the Game Boy. It put in my book bag one day, and I just, being a kid, wild, young boy, threw it somewhere on the seat and sat on it accidentally or something. The screen broke. And that was my end. Like, 2 years later, I had Game Boy Pocket, and I got to play all my Game Boy games. But Killer Instinct was one of my first ones. Love the shit out of that. Kirby's Dream Land, too.
Which, Kirby's Dream Land 2?
No, just Kirby's
Dream Land. This the first one?
I could run through that game in like an hour tops.
Dude. I like Kirby. Kirby's a cool character.
That was a game where he couldn't transform, get the powers of everybody, though. Where you know how in everything he sucks them in, you could get like star powers.
What could you do? You could just eat
guys. Oh, wait, you could. You could. Yeah, it's only certain enemies. Yes, but it was only like three enemies in the whole game you could do it with.
Yeah, a little rock guy, a guy that shots. You could shoot. Yeah, was that the one where like going in between worlds was like a little other world? You go in the doors?
Let me think. No, there were axe chapters to this one.
Okay. The second one was where you can ride the animals, correct?
You got me, probably. I never played.
Okay. Oh, Kirby's cool. All right, what else?
Oh, we're going with all of them. Kirby's Dream Land, Battletoads. We'll go back to that because, well, I've already explained Battletoads. Awesome. Okay. NES version, if you played that, you played Battletoads. It's one of my all-time favorite. Hard as fuck. Never beat it. Still favorite. And Jurassic Park. I had that, which was like a top-down Zelda-type game. But Jurassic Park World, I could never get past the first level. Not going to lie. It was fucking hard as fuck. I just remember I couldn't get the gist of what the hell I had to do. They didn't tell me, so I instantly gave up. But I was too young at the time to understand that you could trade in games, or I was just poor and didn't want to because I get one game and it's like, I want this game not to go anywhere because it's all I got. And yeah. That's about it. No, there was an Oddworld game, too. I'm just going to throw that out
there. Abe's Exodus or something like that.
Something like that. I could not get past like a third level.
Or just the Game Boy.
I think it might have been for the Game Boy Color, but you could play it for your Game Boy.
Some games like that are like that.
Yeah, you could. You could play it, and that was probably one of the last ones I played. Other than Pokemon, obviously, because we'll probably talk about
that. That is so good. My first game, I had a Game Boy Color. I remember I got it for Christmas. It came with the Zelda Link's Awakening DX. Mm-hmm. And that's a good game. That's one of the very best Zelda games, in my opinion.
Link's what?
Link's Awakening.
Awakening?
Yeah.
DX.
Link gets stranded on an island, and they used the, since it was a new thing, color Game Boy. You get the different color tunics, and go into like a color dungeon. You can play on regular Game Boy, but there's a secret thing that you could only see if you had a Game Boy Color. That
really, there's a couple. Were there a couple just two random dungeons somewhere that only you could enter with a red tunic or a blue one?
You'd go down in there, and I think you could get them. But it was like there was a color dungeon.
Oh shit! Yeah. Was it all like colorful or anything? It just said color.
It was early Game Boy Color, so it was doing its best. I had a Game and Watch Gallery 2.
It was called Gallery 2?
Game and Watch.
Oh, Game and Watch. That's where that Mr. Game and Watch
and Super Smash Brothers. Yeah, those little mini games. Yeah. Well, those used to be handhelds. Game and Watch used to be those little black and white screen handhelds.
No shit.
And then, obviously, they made, like, collections. But I'm trying to think of the games I had. I had a Yu-Gi-Oh! The Yu-Gi-Oh! Card game for the Game Boy Color.
I had one for PlayStation. I just loved the shit out of them games.
The games that I really loved, though, that I played the most, I had Super Mario Brothers Deluxe for the Game Boy Color.
Oh.
That was my entire sixth grade. Every day at recess, me and my friends compete for high scores. Because that was Mario 1. But they added a few things to it. You could, like, do, like, a challenge where you could find, like, secret coins. You could race a Boo. The ghosts.
Yeah, yeah.
You could find a Yoshi egg. It would time you to find a Yoshi egg in a level that was hidden, like a secret invisible block you'd find.
So you could actually ride a Yoshi in there?
You couldn't ride it. It was just find him.
Just some sort of bonus.
There's always like little. There's all these little art galleries for doing like achievements.
No, that's a soup. That's just like Super Mario 1. They just threw a couple of. That's what you're saying. Those are the extra things.
Yeah.
Could are those separate menus? Like separate things all by themselves, or as you're playing the game?
They were separate.
Really?
And you had to unlock those by playing the regular game. It was a cool. The whole game started off with just regular Mario 1, and then you had to like beat that to unlock the Mario Lost levels. And then it would be like there was like an art gallery, like I said. There was a fortune telling thing with the Mario characters. There
really,
was
just some
there was
shit.
All these different things that just you'd get from playing that game. Like
no shit.
You know at Mario, if you get a really good score, you go to the top of the flagpole, you get fireworks.
Yeah.
If you got that, you got like a fireworks achievement where it would be like a. There's a photo albums option. They would show Mario and the princess kissing in front of like a fireworks castle.
Did you see him sneak a titty?
I think she told him you can put your fingers anywhere.
Oh, you can drop a digit.
Princess. They That's don't call her Princess digits. Peach for nothing.
Oh. Because you can eat a peach for hours.
Yep.
Damn right.
I guess.
That's a
She got
off.
A peach butt. A peach. Vajay.
What else was it? Oh, did you use warps in Super Mario? Did you use the warps in that game?
Mario 1?
Yeah.
I did for some things, but...
Not Mario 1, the Mario 1 for your DX, the DX one that you were playing.
The Mario Deluxe there. Yeah. Yes and no, because it would show you what levels you beat, and if you skipped ones, it would show you that you didn't beat those.
What, now, what warps were there? There's one in the second level.
In Mario 1?
Yeah.
The only one I ever really know of was the one in the second level.
There's
where you
one
jump
more.
Over the top of the screen, you run on top of the bricks all the way over the right.
No, there's
there was one where you could go down in a tunnel... And it was like a Lakitu level, I believe. You go down in a tunnel, and you could choose to warp. I don't know.
There was one in a swim level. I know that for sure. I've seen that.
I beat Mario 1 a bunch of times.
Did you? I think I beat it a handful of times.
The only thing about the last castle, it's hard is figuring out which way to go. Because the way the castle
is... Oh, yeah, it has the two different...
The chimes, you have to figure out... Yeah, it's like trial and error and figuring out what tunnel to go
through. The chimes?
The pattern.
Why is it called chimes? Could you
no,
hear like
you,
a noise?
You hear ding dong, like you went to the right path, or like fuck, and it resets.
Isn't it like I can't remember what it was?
Like an infinite castle until you get to Bowser, and he's just throwing a million hammers at you. You can kill him instantly. Just run
underneath.
The second you see him, just book it. The second you see him, just book it right to him, and he'll jump, and you just because he'll throw
get
a bunch
axe,
of hammers.
Right?
Yeah, you just get that axe and cut the bridge underneath him. And there's
that was
the fucking princess. All right, let me try to think.
Did you?
I had Pokemon Blue and Yellow. That obviously, that's a whole other thing. Because Pokemon,
never had Red.
I love Pokemon.
Played Red.
I didn't need to
slap me and you walk out. That was fantastic.
I don't need Red, yo. I don't need this shit. Yeah.
There was a couple differences in them too, or were they exactly the very same game, just different color?
What, Red and Blue?
Yeah.
They had different Pokemon. Like you couldn't get, I believe, like an Ekans on Blue. You couldn't get. There was certain Pokemon you couldn't get.
Why did they do that? So you
money.
Buy both of them?
So you buy both of them, trade with your friends and shit.
That's bullshit.
They still do that today. The game, every Pokemon game always has a counterpart today.
That's why they always throw out two. Why can't... Well, they can't put... They can put them all in one game, but why don't
they? Could. Because they want money.
What are you talking about? Don't you think... Oh, that's silly. Not what you're talking about. Why would they do that? Why wouldn't they do it with this... Put them all in the same game and just sell them as different...
Pokemon, just regular.
Colors.
Just the little cartridges, different colors, but it's the same game. Yeah. Same amount of Pokemon in each game.
That's actually what I, for the longest time, is what I thought they did. I actually thought, like, Pokemon, I can't even think.
So
gold
if you were
and silver,
if you
I
were
thought,
a
like,
kid, if you were a single child, and you were like, I want Pokemon for Christmas, and you got Pokemon Blue, and you didn't know anybody who had Red, and you didn't have a Game Shark, you would have to go out and buy Red, possibly get another Game Boy somehow, transfer those Pokemon over, the ones you have to catch them in that game to put them over.
And how many? Is there like 10?
I don't remember exactly, dude. It's been so long.
It's not that many. It don't matter because here's the thing. I didn't know about that, and I don't feel like I was missing part of my childhood now. I still do. Like,
Like, you just told me that there's different Pokemon in each game, and I don't feel any more regret, any regret about anything. I'm still gonna feel happy that I played Pokemon and cracked out on it when I was a little kid.
I loved Pokemon.
What other ones have you played? What Pokemon games? You played them all?
What, as far as what?
Pokemon games? Other than
I played the ones for Game Boy Color. I played the ones for Game Boy Advance. There was a Ruby and Sapphire. There was the Leaf Green and Fire Red. The ones for Game of Color was like a Pearl.
How many
there Pokemon? Was Silver and Gold. I loved Gold. I loved Silver. I had Silver out of the two. There was a Gold and Silver. I don't want to get too much into Pokemon. I'm trying to think of other games.
I'm just saying what games there. I'm not going to get into them. Just
if you, have an original Game Boy, like a Pokemon game, they don't work now anymore. The battery in them is dead. You got to open up your cartridge and put a new little battery in.
Really? They had battery? What, say, keep the memory on them?
Yeah. There's a little internal battery in a lot of cartridges that holds like that. Your save. And that's just powered off your system, but eventually that dies if you don't play it for a long, long time.
Really? There's like a little alternator inside of it?
Yeah, a little battery.
And it charges the battery, I bet?
You ever have a see-through cartridge and see a circle? No.
I've never seen it. I never actually went in depth. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was like, I see people playing see-through games. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Just kept walking. Never gave two squirts of piss about it otherwise.
Two squirts of piss.
Two squirts. I might have to do four here in about 30 seconds. My bladder's full, my friend. We need to wrap this up. I need to go.
Yeah, we're good. We're rocking.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I think we went to the lowdown getting into movies and video games and just life in general. I had fun. Good time.
I always have a good time.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're very grateful for you guys joining us, liking us on Facebook and everything else. We love you guys. And follow us on Twitters, on the Facebook. On the Facebook, we're Bunktastic Podcast to find us. If you don't put that in, you're probably going to get
Well, it's Facebook / Bunktastic Podcast. I'm sure if you just type in the top bar, Bunktastic will pop up. We're on YouTube, Twitter, we're on iTunes. We have an app now. Oh, you guys can go to our Podbean and you go to the mobile section. The instructions should be right on there. You get an app and go right to your phone. You check us out, instant updates, all that kind of cool stuff.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. You have a good day, you mother... Rogers.
Oh, he didn't do it. You dirty freaks, take a shower. Hit it, Jared.
I apply the flow cannon, the combo so slamming, atomically reconstruct the whole canvas. His logic impressed, a hypnotic effect. Yeah, Latin packing, you could call it a gift. Any all in the mix, nuclear physicist, genetically tailored every bit of this stimulus.